A tit-for-tat assassination cycle reminiscent of the 70s and 80s between Israel and its radical Islamic enemies looks like it's about to hit high gear again. Israeli security officials have issued security alerts worldwide, and they're predicting the attacks were the first in a wave of assaults on Israeli targets worldwide by Iran and its Lebanese proxy Hezbollah.
Well, joining us to talk about it now, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. Today, J.J., the attack was in Bangkok, particularly dramatic. Step us through what happened and why this is a pivotal moment.
Today, an explosion ignited in a house in a very quiet area of Bangkok, and it ripped off half of the roof. At that point, three men exited the house, walked down the sidewalk, and folks noticed that one of them was covered in blood. This man tried to hail a taxi. The taxi refused to take him. He threw a device at the taxi. It exploded. Police began chasing him. He tried to throw one at police. It ricocheted, hit him, blew off one of his legs, and he was disabled. They then arrested him, essentially, found his documents. His documents indicated that he was an Iranian, and they went and searched the house as well. They found documents for several other people. Those two other men left. One of them was an Iranian as well, tried to go to the airport, get on the plane, and go back to Iran or wherever he was going, Malaysia maybe. And authorities believe that they were planning to attack Israeli diplomats or Israelis in Bangkok.
And what evidence did they have to support that?
One of the suspects supposedly did tell the police, confessed later on that they were planning to attack Israeli targets. Whether it was diplomats or Israeli citizens is not yet, they're not yet sure. But they've also found some forensic evidence that seems to connect them with Hezbollah.
In our last 30 seconds, why do authorities think these revenge attacks are about to escalate?
2 days. There have been three attacks. In the last month or so, there have been at least five situations where there have been several attacks and a couple of plots that have been overturned or foiled before they could get going. Authorities have looked at what Iran has said, what Hezbollah has been doing, and looking at as well the issue of, on Sunday, it was the birthday or the anniversary of the killing of Ahmad Magnia, the former Hezbollah senior leader, and they realize that Iran has been essentially forecasting that they're going to do this, and maybe the time has arrived. And looking at the fact that the sanctions and the nuclear program are sore spots for Iran, it's very, very likely that they're going to continue to do this. And Israel says, we're going to settle the score each time.
National security correspondent J.J. Green.